presented by Listen Headlines, latest world news from trusted sources. Updating daily at 6 a.m. New York.
New York Times World News.
March 18, 8:25 America, New York, Middle East crisis. Israel's military raids Gaza hospital, saying Hamas regrouped there. Al-Shifa hospital has been a flashpoint of the war. Hamas has denied using the complex as a command center, but U.S. spy agencies believe it has. Copyright. Agence France Presse, Getty Images. Mourners in front of the morgue at Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza City on Friday.
New York Times World News.
March 18, 8:24 America, New York, Pakistani airstrikes in Afghanistan kill at least 8, Taliban officials say. The pre-dawn strikes escalated tensions between two countries that have clashed over the recent rise in militant violence on Pakistan's soil.
BBC News World. March 18, 8:22 America, New York, lost and stolen watches triple, database shows. The world's largest watch database says there are more than 100,000 watches lost or stolen worldwide.
Fox World News. March 18, 8:19 America, New York, protests erupt in Santiago over power outages, food shortages as Cuba faces economic crisis. Several groups of protesters in Santiago, Cuba, on Sunday demonstrated against electricity outages and food shortages, with some lasting up to 8 hours.
PowerPost. March 18, 8:04 America, New York. A conversation about the HHS plan on AI in healthcare. The Health 202 spoke with Mickey Tripathi, who co-chairs the task force responsible for drawing up HHS's strategic plan on the responsible use of artificial intelligence in healthcare.
WorldCBSNews.com. March 18, 7:58 America, New York, Putin elected to fifth term in stage-managed Russian election. Russian President Vladimir Putin declared himself the winner of a predetermined election over the weekend, clearing the way for a fifth term that would make him the longest-serving Russian leader in more than 200 years.
RT World News. March 18, 7:56 America, New York, Ukrainian neighbor building largest NATO base in Europe, media. The facility in Romania will be the size of a small town. Euronews has reported Romania has started work on rebuilding an airbase that will become the largest NATO facility in Europe, according to Euronews.
The Independent.
March 18, 7:55 America, New York, Morocco celebrates huge cannabis harvest, legally for the first time. Nearly a million people live in areas of northern Morocco where cannabis is the main economic activity. Copyright. Copyright 2021, The Associated Press. All rights reserved.
New York Times World News.
March 18, 7:55 America, New York. Famine is imminent in northern Gaza, report warns. A global authority on food security said that in the coming months, as many as 1.1 million people in Gaza could face the severest levels of hunger. Copyright. Mohammed Saber, EPA. Via Shutterstock. Palestinian children waiting in line for food provided by donors in Deir al-Balah, Gaza, in February.
The Independent.
March 18, 7:54 America, New York. Biden's maximum stability sneakers raise eyebrows on social media. Air Bidens. Mr. Biden, 81, has had multiple stumbles, falls and near misses in public. Copyright. AP. Wall Street Journal World News.
March 18, 7:48 America, New York. Craft retailer Joann files for bankruptcy after consumer pullback. The company says it has reached a deal with most of its financial stakeholders and expects to emerge from Chapter 11 proceedings as early as next month.
Washington Post World.
March 18, 7:45 America, New York, is Gaza heading into famine? How experts define that grim term. The world is rushing food aid to Gaza, where more than 2 million face what the UN describes as famine-like conditions. A new assessment is expected Monday.
BBC News World.
March 18, 7:35 America, New York, Putin names Navalny and claims he agreed swap. Russia's leader always refused to the Kremlin critic by name. But now he is dead, that has changed.
Mirror World News.
March 18, 7:33 America, New York, snarling Vladimir Putin's chilling switch to anger and defiance in election victory speech. Russian President Vladimir Putin tried to appear touched in a speech after his unsurprising landslide election win, but his performance was not all it seemed, according to an expert.